Okay, the arrival came early this morning. So basically what it is we have to forensically go through every stage of this and then break it down, and then we will see the true meaning of this document, because it's extremely technical, and it wouldn't be right for me to give people false hope until I go through every element of this document. So myself and my team have been going through this, and we'll continue to go through it. And over the next few days, we will definitely have a framework to see which way this is going to be looking going forward. Now, there will be additions to this that will be welcome, but there'll be stuff that will need to be questioned. And that's why we have to forensically go through it and make sure that it is done to a very high standard. So what we're doing right now is we're combing through exactly what's in this document, and I want to make sure that it's fit for purpose, to tell you the truth, and that the 600 submissions that were put in were looked at and counted for. Now, we can see certain elements where there's definitely improvements, but we need to go through it, and when you go through it properly and you come out the other side of the document, that we've got a document that we can work with. So we will be making further comments over the next few days when we have forensically gone through it.
And I suppose, as you said, you won't fully know what the story is until you've gone through it. But it is a welcome development, and given the changes that were made to the defective concrete blocks grant scheme, that things are moving forward in a positive way.
Things are moving forward in a positive way, but you always have to have caution. And I think the reason you have to have caution, because the history of the past has shown that when you think that you have a framework in place, then it isn't all it's set out to be. So that's why we're very forensic in the way that we're doing this. Due diligence has to be at the top of the list here. We have to make sure that we have covered everything and make sure that this document is there to carry this scheme forward and allow people to progress into the scheme. And that is essential, and it's essential that this document is right. Now, there is a trigger on this IS 465 standard when it is published that will allow the government then to do a review of the scheme. And it's important that we have everything tied up and that it starts then to deliver and allows the people of Donegal to move forward and to get onto the scheme and to fix their homes. That is essential.